In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
There's agitations everywhere. They are burning politicians' houses. They are kidnapping people every day. We are living in a season where we must be sure that we truly have found God. You know, the interesting thing is that if they can go to those who have security with them, mobile police and soldiers are following them and they are attacking their vehicle, how much more a civilian who has nothing? I used to have a prayer partner. His elder brother was kidnapped in Zamfara, and then he called and he said to the whole family are gathering money. I said, well, let's pray. We don't have money to give you for the ransom, but let's pray. And somehow God touched the heart of the governor of the state, and then the governor went and freed them all. What if we don't have something more than money that can go to the den of the kidnappers and bring them out? What if you are kidnapped? Who will rescue you?
Money or more.
So he was freed without paying any kobo. Because we have something more than the natural, which is what I want us to find in God. More than paper, you will save the money and they won't allow you to enjoy it. You will have the money, enemy will attack your health. You will have the food, you won't be able to consume it. Far beyond the matter of physical. That's why I am challenging you that you will not live here tonight except you see the Lord. Generations after generations keep praising you, yet no word sounds your. Can we worship? Then I ask, Lord, what name is you? Then he said, generations after generation. I wish you can just worship. Keep praising. Worship is not about the song you know. It's the state of your mind. Then I ask the Lord, what makes me to say, the hallowed one, the holy one, Yahweh, the King of Zion. Spirit, you are welcome.
soul and worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Bless the Lord. Oh my soul,
bless Him.
Oh my soul, yeah. Holy name, sing like never before.
Come on, 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 My God, look at the hand of the Lord upon people. Oh, Jesus.
Come and make
my heart yours. Come and make everything that I know. Search me true and true. Till my heart becomes
I am ready.
Oh.
decree upon everyone here tonight in the name of Jesus, which is the name above every name, that whatever you are battling or struggling with in your life right now, there seems to be no way, I stand here and I decree under the unction of the anointing of the Holy Spirit right now, I say an end has come to your struggle. Amen. Under the cloud of this glory, I say your story will change for good in the name of Jesus. Amen. You have been failing before. No more failure. Amen. I say no more failure. Amen. I say no more failure. Amen. You are confused. You don't know what to do. You don't have direction. Receive insight tonight. Those helpers of destiny who have refused to help you, I compel them in the name of Jesus. They will run to find you now. You have been calling them to help you, they didn't respond. But because you are here tonight, I speak as a servant of the living God, they will run after you. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, Lord, we are here again. Spirit of the living God, speak to us.
Amen.
Give us understanding.
Amen.
Let your word come expressly.
Amen.
And do great and mighty things in our midst.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And let the church say,
amen.
And let the church say,
amen.
Lord Jesus, and have your seat. God bless you. Good evening, everyone. I believe you have had a wonderful week. That which God has done in your life will be permanent even tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 11.
Eberu, ori kokanla.
Thank you, Father.
Ashion Baba.
Hebrews 11.
We Eberu, ori kokanla.
We are looking at verse 8 through 10 again.
Amashi agbeyewo lati ese kejo si ekewa.
By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, for he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Tonight I'm speaking on part 6 on the series Spiritual Journey.
Ni asale ya o ma soro nipa apa kefa awon eko ti a pe ni irin ajo ti emi.
Trying to emulate the patriarchs, the pattern of the patriarch through their footprints, we need to be very careful And we need to be deliberate in our seeking so that the call, we will not be carried away by their exploit, but by their essence.
Nipa ti tele awon baba nu gbagbo agbodo kura wa ni janu ki a ma se ma wo nipa ohun ti won je nikan bi ko se ohun ti won ti a gbe won kale fun
the essence
only pataki
the essence is more than the exploit
o se pataki ju ise ti won si se lo
the New Testament was coming but God had to present to the children of Israel the Old Testament to become a foreshadow. This is not the reality, but I need you to understand the Old Testament before you can transcend into the New Testament.
This need to imagine mutu tumbo wa ni olorun se koko gbe majemu lai lai kale lati fi je ojiji fun majemu tutu tumbo.
The law was not the permanent plan of God. It was to introduce Israelites to the essence of what grace will do, in order for them to have known by now that it is not who can keep the law or who cannot keep the law, because at the end of the day nobody can even keep the law. So when grace appear, you will value grace above the law.
Nigbati ori ofe ba suyo o na ni ori ofe ju ofin lo.
So when we are trying to find the pattern, learn the ways of the patriarch, please don't be consumed by their exploits. Learn to understand their essence.
Nígbà tí a bá fẹ́ tẹ̀lé ìlànà tí àwọn bàbá, ẹ má ṣe kí já wo iṣẹ́ wọn nìkan bí kò ṣe kí á wo iṣẹ́ pàtàkì.
So many titles were attached to Abraham. In the Old Testament, we have seen all manner of things that they've said about him. Even you know Abraham as a person in the in Judaism, his whole high esteem. In Christianity, his whole high esteem. Even in Islam, Abraham represents something very important, or rather, I say, a monument of a personality. But above all the titles and all that people have attached to Abraham, there is something that stands out, and that is the accolade, the father.
Gbogbo àpèjẹ tí a ń pe Abraham nínú ẹ̀ ti Kristẹni nínú ẹ̀ ti Jù àti ti Islam, a rí pé orúkọ kan wà tí ó tayọ tí a ń pè ní bàbá ìgbàgbọ́.
Because there was no argument on the subject of who Abraham is, even to the Jews.
Nítorí pé àwọn ará Jù wọn ò jiyàn ẹni tí Abraham ń ṣe.
That's why when Jesus said before, he said, Abraham desired to see my death, he saw it, he was happy, and they pick up stone. They said they will stone Jesus to death because he's very mad to talk about Abraham, who is a patriarch that all of them are seen as a symbol of honor in their midst.
Wọ́n rí i nígbà tí Jésù sọ̀rọ̀ nípa Ábrahamu, wọ́n fẹ́ sọ lókùúta pa, wọ́n ní Jésù sí ọ̀rọ̀ sọ nítorí pé ó sọ̀rọ̀ nípa.
As far as they are concerned.
Bí gẹ́gẹ́ bí ó ṣe rí sí wọn.
Abraham is important than any other person in Israel because he is the father of Judaism, he is the father of Islam, he is also the one that Christianity came through.
Nítorí pé Abraham ṣe pàtàkì sí wọn ní ilẹ̀ Ísírẹ́lì ju ẹnikẹ́ni lọ, nítorí pé òun ni bàbá ìgbàgbọ́ fún Kristẹni àti fún Islam àti fún
ẹ̀sìn. But the interesting thing is that there's one title that we need to pay more attention to than every other title. That is the accolade given to Abraham as the father of faith.
Ṣùgbọ́n àpèjẹ kan wà tí ó yẹ kí a mọ rírì ju gbogbo àpèjẹ tí a ń pe Abraham lọ, èyí tí a ń pè ní bàbá ìgbàgbọ́.
We are not talking of faith as worship.
Kò sọ nípa ìgbàgbọ́ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìsìn.
We are talking of faith as a practice.
Nípa ìgbàgbọ́ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ojúṣe.
We are talking of faith as a lifestyle.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìgbàgbọ́ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀nà ìgbàgbọ́.
Please follow me this night.
Ẹ máa bá mi ká lọ ní
àṣálẹ́. I'm driving you somewhere.
À ń lọ síbì kan.
Spiritual journey.
Ìrìn àjò ti ẹ̀mí.
He was given that title, Father Abraham. Father Abraham. Why did he become Father Abraham? He became Father Abraham because at a point in time, the most pronounced title or accolade that you can find around him that is more obvious than every other thing is the subject of faith. And you need to know that nothing was written else about Abraham, even in the book of the patriarch, which is Hebrew chapter 11, than faith. by faith, Abraham, by faith, Abraham. So, one thing they remember him for is not his riches, not the wealth, not his children, not the country he went to. They remembered him for what he exercised, which is faith.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí àkọsílẹ̀ tí àkọsínú Bíbélì, a rí pé ohun tí wọ́n mọ Abraham sí náà ni bàbá ìgbàgbọ́, wọn kò mọ̀ sí iye ọmọ tàbí iye ọrọ̀ tó ní.
Honestly, nobody will hear such things that a man like Abraham was able to do, and it will not hold him high esteem. Honestly, sir. Honestly.
Kò sẹ́ni tó lè gbọ́ ohun tí Abraham ṣe gẹ́gẹ́ bí ènìyàn tí kò ní máa wò ó ní ipò ọlá.
A man that, whatever he do, I'm not going into details now, could make God the Almighty, the Elohim, the self-sufficient God, the God who needed no man. And I don't know what he said to God. I don't know what he did to God. I'm not going into details now. But I'm saying that whatever he did that made God to swear by himself to a mortal man, that kind of man is a dangerous man we should look into. What have you done to God that made God to swear for the first time? For the first time.
Ẹni tí ó jẹ́ pé ó ṣe nǹkan fún Ọlọ́run tèmi ò tiẹ̀ mọ nǹkan tí ó ṣe fún Ọlọ́run tó lè tó mú kí Ọlọ́run kí ó fi ara rẹ̀ kó fi ara rẹ̀ búra fún Ábrahámù ni kò mí ò mọ tó ṣe fún Ọlọ́run tó bẹ́ẹ̀ tí Ọlọ́run fi ara rẹ̀ búra fún ènìyàn ẹlẹ́ran ara.
Ábrahámù, I swear.
Ó ní mo búra fún ọ.
If there's any other thing bigger than me, I will have used it to swear for you, so that you will know that I'm not joking in this partnership. I'm not playing with what I'm saying. Abraham, you have touched me where I can release anything to you. Therefore, I swear by myself. I swear.
Abraham,
I'm talking about God, not man. I swear.
Ọlọ́run fi ara rẹ̀ búra fún Abrahamu nítorí pé kò sí ohun tó ju Ọlọ́run
lọ. What could have made? What will make a man to swear to a man? It means that something of integrity is at stake.
Nǹkan tó lè mú kí ènìyàn kí ó búra fún ènìyàn ẹlẹgbẹ́ rẹ̀, ó túmọ̀ sí pé ohun kan tó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú òtítọ́ ènìyàn ó wà ní ojúṣe.
So that you will not doubt what I'm saying.
Nítorí kó má bàa ṣe ìméjì lórí ohun
tí a sọ.
Abraham,
I swear.
Mo búra fún ọ.
The statement keeps it beyond what the pounds of my brain can carry. How can God the Almighty? I hear him promising people. I hear him giving people ideas and instruction. But what is it to swear?
Kilode ti Olorun alagbara julo. Kilode mo ti ri to se orisirisi fun awon eniyan. Sugbon kilode to fi bura Ọlọ́run tó ga jùlọ, ọ̀gá ògo jùlọ tó fi búra fún ènìyàn.
You know what I'm trying to achieve here tonight?
Ǹjẹ́ mo tí mo fẹ́ mú jáde ní àṣálẹ́ yìí?
Is that by the mercies of God?
Pé nípasẹ̀ àánú Ọlọ́run.
Beyond what Abraham did to satisfy God.
Tayọ ohun tí Abraham ṣe láti fi rí ojú Ọlọ́run.
The Lord will inspire you.
Ọlọ́run yóò rọ sókè.
The Lord will quicken you.
Ọlọ́run yóò.
The Lord will touch you.
Ọlọ́run yóò
teach you.
Ọlọ́run yóò
will instruct you.
Yóò
to do more than that of Abraham in the name of Jesus.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ lórúkọ Jésù.
So we begin to check.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ sì ń ṣe àgbéyẹ̀wò.
That the man we hold this high esteem.
Ẹni tí a bu ọlá ńlá yìí fún.
Please pay attention. This man that we are looking at as an icon that is irreplaceable.
Ẹni tí a ń wò gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹni tó tó bọlá fún tí a lè dípò rẹ̀ yìí.
Even that made God the Almighty to swear.
Tó lè mú Ọlọ́run fúnra rẹ̀ ọ̀gá ògo jùlọ ó lè mú kí ó búra.
And when Jesus came on earth.
Nígbà tí Jésù tún wá sílé ayé.
When he died upon the cross.
Nígbà tó kú sórí igi àgbélébùú.
He gave us in a simple statement why he came.
Ó fún wa ní kókó ọ̀rọ̀ kan ìdí tó fi wá.
He said the reason why I died upon that cross.
Ó ní èrèdí tí mo fi kú lórí igi náà ni wípé.
Is to connect you to the lineage of Abraham.
Láti so yín pẹ̀ mọ́.
Who is this guy?
Ta ni ẹni tí à ń sọ̀rọ̀ yìí?
He walked with God the Father.
O Ọlọ́run rin, Ọlọ́run Baba.
He made him swear.
O si mu ki o bura.
He walked in the days of God the Son.
He
made reference to him again.
Who is this man?
And he was not introduced like Melchizedek. If he were to be introduced like Melchizedek or Elijah, then we'll have been confused and say, maybe it's an angel. No. But Abraham actually had a father, earthly father, called Terah. So we saw that he came out of a woman's womb. You know what I'm going to say now?
It's
only your faith will accept what I'm about to say. What God will make out of your life in this your lifetime, I prophesy that your name will be immortalized. What could he have done? His father was an idolater. And he came out of his father. And he was not punished for the sin of his father. Rather, God began a new journey of covenant with him.
Abraham. Abraham,
what's your secret? Follow me tonight. I'm telling you, some of you will touch something this night. And your life will change completely forever.
Amen.
I wish you can say amen to that. Am I communicating? Shout hallelujah if you are with me.
Hallelujah.
What kind of hallelujah is that?
Hallelujah.
So in the same text where Abraham is highly esteemed, we found in the same text the secret of Abraham.
Oh, please
pay attention. The secret that can make you to also enter a relationship with God, that things that are not normal between God and man, you know, some things are not normal. Things that are not normal between God and man that will begin to happen to you.
I want you to let me walk on the floor. I just show you that until you are.
That text revealed the biggest secret of Abraham.
And you know, or not, so I see Abraham to God.
And that secret,
Ashirina,
is faith.
Oh, no, ni igbagbo.
Pay attention. Faith.
Igbagbo.
Faith.
Igbagbo.
It sounds simple.
Oh, that be on tio lebubo.
It sounds like English.
Oh, that be bigba amfo ibo.
It's not English.
Kinshe ede ibo.
It's not as simple as you may think. The biggest secret of Abraham,
Abraham
is not the altars he was setting up. It's not his benevolence to other people. No. It is faith. Spiritual journey. Faith then is the major secret of
Abraham.
According to what I just said now, then it
should
be of benefit for us to begin to reason and to navigate into identifying this subject.
Yoshi anfani nla fun wa ti a ba bere si se awari oro yi oro igbagbo yi.
How did he navigate from identifying faith to becoming the father of faith?
Oni o wa se awari igbagbo to ti damo.
I'm trying to bring you to a speed. I'm not going to go into some basic teaching that you have had before. But I'm trying to let me give you this one. You remember that at the point in time the disciples of Jesus came and they said, please add to our faith so that we can do things. You remember? He said, the disciples of Joseph, please add to our faith.
Amen. So,
and Jesus said, no, you don't need addition. That if your faith can be as small as the seed of mustard, you can tell even mountain to move yonder and it will listen to you. So it means that the size of faith that is as small as mustard seed was recognized in heaven.
And
at the point in time Jesus was teaching, he said, I have not seen such great faith in Israel. So it means there was a little faith, there was a great faith. I begin to imagine which one they should have accorded one of these two to Abraham. Either he's a, you know, he has faith, a little, or he has great faith. But they left all the category of faith. They now made him the father of faith. How did he navigate from small faith to great faith? How did he live being under the influence of great faith to becoming the father of faith? And we are talking of the faith that looks like mustard seed that can move mountains. So what will the great faith do? What will be the father of faith? What will you have become? So a call for urgent investigation is needed. Because now, I don't want to complicate your head. Because Jesus said in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13. Or rather Paul. Let me use Paul because Paul wrote the book. Okay. So let's say Paul said.
Paul, sir.
He said, for Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Because curse is anyone that is hung upon the tree. But he now says, he said that the blessing of Abraham. What is the blessing of Abraham? I think the blessing of Abraham is the seed of Abraham. And the seed of Abraham is Jesus. I'm going somewhere. Faith. Jesus.
Igbagbo. Jesus.
Let's investigate. The father of faith.
Baba Igbagbo.
And the Bible says, and I will bless you and thy seed. Your seeds.
Please,
am I communicating with this set of people here?
So are you with me? So you are.
Because Jesus said he came to die so that he can connect us to the blessing. To the blessing of Abraham. To the blessing of Abraham. What is the blessing of Abraham? I think he's talking about a seed. So, who is the seed? Is it Isaac?
Jesus said,
So let's move. Don't worry. We are trying to. I want you all to play a role. Some of you are going to analyze the investigation. Some of you are going to document the investigation for us. And some of us are going to follow us to the scene now to check what is the biggest secret. Why is faith a subject matter in the life of Abraham that we need to explore in order to make difference? This thing became so obvious in his life, everybody knew it with him. Number one, he left his father's house and all the inheritance there because of the reason of faith. Because the Bible said by faith he left his father's house. So what is this faith that made him leave his father's house? Number two, he denied himself of human favor even though he was entitled to the favor
because of faith again.
Oh, mama, dara re la gara oju rere eniyan nitori bo to si o sugbon tori igbagbo o dara re la gara.
He says so that you will not say you are the one that made Abraham rich.
Gbogbo mama so pe emi mo mu ki Abraham ki o la.
Number 3.
Elekeji.
This man growing old and still waiting on God's promise of a child, still because of the reason of faith.
Number 4.
Embarking on a journey or embarking on a race which he naturally knew that it is impossible for him to walk, not to talk of winning. I'm speaking in parable now.
Latin,
the definition of that number 4 is Abraham knew that as a man he is old, he cannot do anything. His responsibility as a man to impregnate a woman. That's what I'm trying to say. He embarked on a journey that he naturally knew that he can't even start, not to talk of winning.
And it's your better age to mo wi pe o ti ele saseyori sugbon nipa igbagbo.
Yes.
Sibe,
for the reason of faith he embarked on the journey.
Sori igbagbo o tepele mo.
Have I not lost you?
Say we want to saw one by.
Are we sit together?
So on Timon saw you.
Okay, point number 5.
Koko Karun.
Abraham waited for this promise of having a child for 24 solid years.
Abraham oduro de leri lati ni omo fun odun merin le lo.
Long story short, he got the child.
Life orogun o ni omo na.
And God said, Abraham,
Olorun si so pe Abraham,
give me everything that gives you joy.
Fun mi ni gbogbo ti o mu ayo ba o.
Give me your future.
Fun mi ni ojo ola re.
Give me your heritage.
Fun mi ni ohun ini re ajogunba re.
Give me the gift that you got after 24 years of praying, of fasting, of waiting upon me. Give me back that gift.
For me ni ebun ebun ti mo fun o leyin awe ati adura odun merin le
lodun. Like somebody who is gullible because of the reason of faith again.
To igbagbo le kan si,
he presented it.
O fun Olorun.
Even though there was no hope for reimbursement.
Yet, for
the reason of faith,
nitori igbagbo,
we have started the investigation.
Ati bere ti se awari ohun ti an so yi.
The Abraham kind of faith can never make sense to the mortal mind.
Iru fe igbagbo bi ti Abraham ko ti e le mo pon wa.
How then did Abraham acquire this faith that he refused to let go?
Please,
are we sitting together? Are we sitting together?
If you
are with me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. How did he acquire such faith?
Follow the rule, Baba.
Leave his father's house.
O file, Baba, resile.
Denied himself of human favor.
O dalare lagara ati ojurere ati ri ojurere niya.
He kept trusting in God until he became old on the subject matter. He embarked on a journey he knew that naturally he cannot go, except, I mean, he knew that it's a hopeless journey, but because faith says so, he went.
24
years labor God required in one day, and yet he delivered. How did you acquire this faith, Abraham?
Abraham,
because the Bible says we should follow them. Who through faith and patience obtained the promise. So Abraham knew that by God, by faith, and patience. There is no promise of God in your life that will not come to pass. Abraham knew from the beginning. Okay. We are still investigating. How did he acquire this faith? He acquired it through the word of God. If it is faith, truly, if Abraham is truly the father of faith, listen to me. So what was the... Please pay attention now. We are investigating the faith of Abraham. And we said the only reason why he could do what he did was because of faith. Then we
said,
what is the mystery behind the faith of Abraham? Let's investigate. Then now I'm saying that we have found the secret. It is the word of God. The raw material of his faith is not expectation. It's not desire. Please pay attention. It is the word of God. You know, we pray about things because we desire things. We fast over subject matter because it's our wish. We call upon God because of the things we want him to do for us. But
Abraham's
faith is not a matter of what you desire. It's what the Lord said that battered his own faith.
Igbagbo Abraham kun se pe nitori ohun ti o fe sugbon ohun ti Olorun so ohun na lo bi igbagbo re.
Please, before I go deep, are you still following?
Check in test waju.
Okay. So naturally I need a car. Oh God, give me a car, give me a car. No, Abraham did not do his own that way. He actually waited for the word of the Lord. Say, Abraham, I want to give you a car. Then he goes, Lord, you said you will give me a car. Where is the car? I'm trying to investigate what made the faith of Abraham that rugged and dogged. I found out that it was not his will or desire that constituted that level of faith. It was because the raw material is not Abraham's desire. It's the word of the Lord that pushed him. Leave your father's house. I will bless you.
Wọ́n ṣe ìwádìí ohun tí ó mú kí ìgbàgbọ́ Ẹbrahamu kí ó le kó le koko tó ni. Mo wá rí wípé kì í ṣe nípa pé ó mọ̀ ṣe bí kò ṣe nípa ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ni ó pèsè rẹ̀ fún un.
Please, are you with me?
Ṣé ẹ ń gbọ́ mi?
He didn't leave his father's house to go and look for greener pasture. By his desire, it was a word that came and said, leave your father's house. He was not living by his desire or wish or will. It was a word that has come earlier. But he said, I will follow the word.
Kò dédé fi ilé bàbá rẹ̀ sílẹ̀ kí ó lọ sípò mìíràn ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run wá náà ló fi tẹ̀lé ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
You know, we go into marriage.
A máa ń lọ sínú ìgbéyàwó.
Because of our desire.
Nítorí pé ìfẹ́.
Of a kind of man or a woman.
Pé irú ìfẹ́.
We pick up a job because of what we want.
A máa ń wo iṣẹ́ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ohun tí a fẹ́.
We pick up countries, nations to go and reside in. We pick all manner of things around our life, choice of car, choice of house, choice of this and that, because of our will and desire.
Or
Abraham.
Abraham.
He didn't move until the faith was activated. Leave your father's house. That's when he moved.
Nígbà náà ló tó lọ.
I will give you your own son. That's when he started asking.
Wọ́n fi wọn ní ọmọ kan.
Are you with me? He wouldn't have asked God for a child if God had not promised him, because he knew solution. I can find a child in another woman rather than Sarah. But Lord, you have promised you will give me a child. Where is the child?
O ni Ọlọ́run o ti ṣèlérí pé òun ó fún mi lọ́mọ ọmọ náà wádà.
I don't know if I'm communicating.
Oh, mo boya en ba mi ka lo. Abi atisun.
What could make his faith dogged?
Until le mu ki igbagbo ki o le.
If Abraham were to be a woman,
obirin ni Abraham ni,
he would never have marital problem. Never.
You
know why? He wouldn't have married anybody if God had not led him. You are not following me. NNPC will have brought out an application for Abraham and said there is a position of a director in NNPC. We know you have the certificate and the papers. Will you apply? Abraham will hear the announcement. They will tell him the slot. He will tell them no, because a word has not come from the one I'm following.
Abraham,
are you listening to me? The difference between your faith and Abraham's faith is that you are the one acting based on your will and desire. Abraham was not acting on his desire. That's why when God gave him the child and God asked for the child, it was not a matter of struggle. Lord, you gave me, I'm willing to give it back.
We
are in trouble today. Even pastors are struggling in the land. Economy issue is downplaying our life, and we are mesmerized by what a government or no government is doing. Because Abraham will not depend on Nigeria economy to operate in his life. If Abraham were to be a Nigerian, he will never depend on Buhari to be the one to give him a better life.
Abraham ba je ara Nigeria ni ko ni duro de Buhari pe ko mu to aye ohun se rara o.
Are we still investigating?
Are
you following me? Is somebody noting everything? Thank you.
So
we need to do this work together. We need to investigate and check what is this faith of Abraham that made him a father of faith. I was looking at the trend. Where should we categorize the faith of Abraham? And they say he's the father of faith. It's not small faith. It's not little faith. It's not great faith. How dare Abraham become the father of what all of us are looking for? And yet a mortal man.
I was sharing
with you that I was supposed to travel to a country. Is this last year? Oh, 2 years now, I think. No, last year. It's last year. I was supposed to travel abroad in one country to pray for somebody and then was sick. And then every arrangement is made. And I said, Lord, how far? God said, don't go. And the prophet friend of mine who went, they shot him dead. We will have been together.
All of
you will have forgotten me. But the only person that can remember me is my wife. And say, okay, this is 1 year, remember. Many pastors have died, not because it's time. They left their father's house. Abraham didn't leave until the word came. They left their father's house when God did not ask them to leave. They went to Lagos to start church when God is waiting for them in Kaduna. They went to Abuja when they are supposed to be in Oyo village.
One law,
are you still with me?
Yeah, wa pelu mi.
So Abraham left his father's house because God says so.
Abraham ile baba re le nitori pe Olorun so be.
I told you the composition of the faith of Abraham. We need to investigate the raw material, and the raw material there is not will, it's not desire, it's not want, it's not wish. It is the word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
Nipa ta ba wo igbagbo Abraham awo ti a fi pese re awa ri pe ku se nitori pe o fe sugbon bi ko se oro Olorun ni ipese na.
So why did Abraham approach God in Genesis chapter 13 and said, Lord, will you not thou give me a child seeing that I'm going old? I said, Abraham, but I told you I'll give you a child. He said, yes, I know. That's why I'm reminding you. Then God said, come, let me show you. What did you see? He said, sister, your children will be as the stars. Abraham, I want to show you a city. I'm taking you out of your father's house to take you to a city. So Abraham finally got to Canaan land.
Abraham,
I thought he should rejoice. He said, from what I have learned,
only one Timothy
all that I have achieved all this while,
it's
not about what I saw.
It's
about the faith I have. So even though I am in Canaan land, I'm still looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Because he knew that if it is God, it's not physical. I wish you are here with me. He was still waiting for God to say, Abraham, stay here. Staying in tabernacle means temporary residence. The faith of
Abraham.
That God will bring you into the marriage. After they have sang the song, you are married today, tomorrow no more. You are married today. But when you got into the marriage, you are smart like Abraham. Lord, I ask you about this home. You told me to marry this man. I'm not going to be thanking you for bringing me into the marriage. I am smart to ask you, oh Lord, what is my purpose here? You need to tell me why I am marrying this man. You need to tell me why this woman is my wife. I'm not rejoicing over the pleasure on having children alone. That's not why I marry. I can have children without having marriage. I didn't marry because of children, sir. That's where many marriages are crashing, because they journeyed into the marriage and found Canaan land, the physical city, and enjoyed the fruit and the honey of the land and the milk of the land. They forgot that when Abraham got to Canaan land, he didn't enjoy the fruit, he didn't enjoy the milk, he didn't enjoy the honey. He was waiting. He said, I'm still searching for the city whose builder and maker is God. So it means in that marriage, there is another relationship that God brought you in for. More than
physical.
You are in college of education, you are in EdTech now, you are in Wesley Guido School, whatever school you are right now, have you taken time? You see the problem? You came because you needed a degree. God sent you to Elisha for more than degree. You didn't follow me. You are there for degree. He was, when he challenged your life, there is a faith matter. There is a matter that matters to God, not your paper. Because you can finish that degree and never get a job. Why is Mama Chuk selling food? She may sit down and be looking for profit on food selling. Meanwhile, a shop is an evangelism field for her to be able to communicate the mysteries of God to those who are eating food under her. You see, when you don't understand this kind of faith, you will waste destiny. You will sit down on natural pleasure that are momentary.
I
don't know if I'm communicating. Am I speaking to you at all? Why is your father Ajibola? Why is your father Ogundeinde? You need to investigate. I'm supposed to naturally, I should have been given birth to in America. Why Nigeria?
America.
God is not stupid. You are embarking on your own selfish pattern, your own selfish desire. All you care about is the fruit and the honey and the milk that flows in Canaan land. Abraham was smart. He knew what brought him this far. It's a matter of faith. And that matter is not a physical matter. It's a matter between him and God. Lord, I am in Canaan, but I'm looking for where you want me to reside.
Spiritual journey.
Some of you married devil as husband. God has commissioned you to be an evangelist lady, to convert him, to become a born again, to bring him to heaven. That's your purpose. You thought you went there to marry so that you have a delivery. No! You were sent there on the subject of faith. To convert his soul.
So yeah, along gone from our mukiwanu be our no law, we pick your lay more on their pada.
So instead of you to treat your husband as a soul, you are treating him as a rival. Purpose is defeated. Am I preaching here? Are you listening to me?
Share and me.
When you know that your husband is supposed to be a candidate of heaven, you will start fasting and praying, not for him to change to be nice to you, but for him to submit to his maker.
A
man who is not in love with God cannot love you, madam. The faith of Abraham. He has gotten Isaac. He was willing to give Isaac back to God. Pay attention, because he was smart that Jesus will still be one of his seed. The son that is not in his days, he knew that God is bringing Jesus into his lineage through that Isaac. So I can give up Isaac for Jesus to belong to me. So when they were reading the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1, the name of Abraham
showcase.
Smart man. Very smart man. He was willing to give Isaac. We thought he was foolish. He knew better. Number one, he followed the spiritual location than the physical location. Is that correct? He valued Jesus Christ that will come through his lineage than Isaac, his own blood. He desired the prosperity that God will make of him rather than that of Melchizedek and the king that was about to bless him with physical. So he would rather take the subject from the spirit and abandon the physical. This man is smart, sir. Smart man. This your wife is ugly, leave her. That's who I'm going with. This guy has no six pack. He has no figure in his account. That's what I'm
saying.
My wife went to pray.
Yahweh me, O Lord, Badura.
During, she was praying for God to give her the right man.
Her heart
was on somebody else. You can't blame her because they've been together for long. And one day, she decided to make inquiry.
Oh, Lord.
She went on a retreat.
Oh, Lord.
And said, Lord, this guy who said he wants to marry me, how far? And God said, he's my son. Smart woman. Even though they have prayed about the first one, God said, no problem. But this one, when she had this one, is my son. So I asked her, I said, so when God said, I'm his son, why do you want to marry me? He didn't tell you any other thing. Ah. He said, that one is enough. Smart woman. This future we are in now didn't look like it then. We pick our wedding date. I have no 1,000 naira in my bank account.
I have no job. I have no source of income. I was just one young evangelist trusting God for the future. She was smart to see today and tomorrow, because we have not started. We are still in cage of Adulam. When I come out finally,
you won't be able to withstand it.
We will become Indomie. You will rush us. Hallelujah. Can you celebrate my beautiful wife for me? This awesome woman. Smart woman. Oh, grabwe. Everybody didn't see the future. She saw it. Myself, too, I went into prayer. I had people in the U.S. who wanted to marry me. They wanted to, in fact, one of them has gotten some for me in one of the universities to pay my university, do everything smart, everything. But when I went to pray, God said, this one is the one that will support your ministry. Smart man. The America, smart man. The one that will help the future of the ministry. Let me grab her. They are abroad. I only visited Lagos maybe once before then or twice. After then, now we have entered aeroplane several times, travel out of the country. It doesn't look like it then, but we were smart to see the future, because we want to go by the faith that Abraham demonstrated, not the physical. Your husband may not look like it. Be smart to see the future. I wish I'm blessing somebody here. Spiritual journey. You can be employed to be a teacher. They thought you are there to teach, and they should employ you as a teacher.
You are smart
to check the word of the Lord that has gone ahead of you. That I'm an evangelist. I'm just entering into this school by the platform of teaching. I'm going to make sure that I convert as many souls as possible before I leave. I'm not here for the profit. I'm here for the souls.
You know
what I'm saying? If you are smart, you will never fight your proprietor or proprietors again. Smart man. Do you think the man is stupid? He was abandoning every physical benefit. What is the time? Lord, help us tonight. I don't want to excite you this night. I want you to go with a key that will open that door you have been struggling to open all this while. Romans 10:14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? How shall they call upon the one they have not believed? How shall they call upon him that they have not believed? How shall they call upon him that they've not believed? How shall they call upon him that they've not believed? It's a waste of time to call upon the person you have not believed. How shall they call upon him that they've not believed? Now, he's not saying, how then can they even believe when they've not heard? Abraham heard. That's why he believed. My goodness, are you following me?
biggest is you. Spirit keep brooding over me till I am more like you. Until my only guest is you. Spirit keep brooding over me till I am more of you. My whole life is yours. Holy Spirit, do what you want. Holy Spirit, take over now. Smart man.
Any joke, man?
How shall they believe?
Báwo ni wọ́n á ṣe gbàgbọ́?
Because everybody keeps screaming, believe it will be possible. If you believe it will happen, if you believe, should we just believe or should we listen first? How shall they believe if they have not heard him? Abraham will not move an inch until God speaks.
Abraham will my teeth can be alone and sorrow.
You thought Abraham is a man of faith?
Abraham will get any bagbo.
No.
Rara o.
He's a man of word.
O je eniyan ti o ntele oro.
My goodness. You know, when at times when the Holy Spirit starts teaching me scripture, it blow. At times I feel like I say, Baba, ah.
But see, my Baba is
coming. You are just there saying, but Olua Omo go mention more time, but you know, the gentleman fell out with you. Because these mysteries are too deep.
To repair and wait
for eternal minds.
It's
too deep.
What is gillage?
Too deep.
What is gillage?
Why are you in Mercy Throne Mission?
To repair also one Mercy Throne Mission.
You thought you came to be blessed.
Oh, well.
What a mistake.
Ah, Otishi.
You came to bless us.
Oh, lati wa
because you are blessed of the Lord.
Sorry, where are
you brought blessing, you didn't even know. You thought you are here to be blessed. Children of God don't go to church to be blessed. They go to bless the church. Because church is actually the congregation of blessed people. Who came together? Oh my God. I wish you are blessed. I wish you understand. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay. So, the greatest secret of Abraham is faith. It was faith now that led us to the word. Because we can find an evidence in the scripture.
Ashiri Abraham to God, you law, oh, no, ni, babo, oh, no, losi, mua, losi, babo.
So, he said,
also, we be
in Romans 10:14.
Roman, ori.
How can they call on him that does not believe? And an average person in the church today is calling upon God. Is that correct? And we keep quoting the book of Romans chapter 10, I believe verse 13, and whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we came to call upon him so that he can save us from our debt, sickness, trouble, problem. Now verse 14 now says, but they keep calling upon him to come and save them. Let me tell you the problem. They keep calling to come and save. He will respond because it doesn't make sense for them to call upon him that they have not believed. And how will they believe? They can say, I believe by talk. No, sir, it's not about by talk or what you want or what you wish. It's about what did you hear. I'm messing your mind, Abby. Just follow me. Did the Bible not say faith comes by hearing? And hearing, not your thought. Hearing, not your wish. Not your desire. But hearing the word of the Lord. So if you say you have faith, my question to you is this. What did you hear? Did you see how much we are in trouble now? We want to present our thought and our desire as faith to God. It will not work. I wish somebody had what I just said. You want to present your will, your desire, your wish to God as faith. Oh God, by faith I'm building this house. I've not spoken to you that it's time to build a house. We keep presenting our agenda to God as faith, not God's word that we translate into Him. Because faith does not come. Keep calling it, it won't answer you. The only key that invites faith is the word. So if the word had not come, forget about faith. You are acting on your own desire. And what you have done is bigger than what you know. Let me tell you the trouble you are inside now. Because as long as you keep making presentation of your desire and your will only to Him as faith, number one, you will never get the result you are looking for. Say one. Number two, you have defied the law that made Jesus to be Lord over your life.
Because
the order is our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom must come. I am here to say, let your will be done, not my will. Anytime you present your desire and your will to God as faith, you are saying, Lord, I rebel against your will over my life. I am the Lord of my family, I'm the Lord of my finances, I'm the Lord of my life. What a rebel generation we have raised. What a rebel revelation. You see, this is why we keep struggling in the place of prayer. You will fast for 40 days and die, and God will not preserve your life. You will fast and have ulcer. I begin to check. God, are you wicked? People are fasting for 7 days to know you. They are fasting for 7 days to get power. Why will you allow them to have ulcer? They didn't fast to kill anybody. Now I know. They fasted to get power according to their will. And God said two masters cannot be in a matter. It's either you hate one or you love one. Now you are the Lord over your life. Then God will keep quiet.
Nigba to ba ti de Oluwa lori aye re, Olorun gan abagbeje.
This is who I will marry.
Anything won fe ni eyi.
God said, but you didn't ask me.
He said, it
didn't matter. I know what I want. I know what I want. There is a spec. She must be robust. She must be pumpy. She must be bulky. She must be chubby. She must be intelligent. I want her to have first degree. She must have master degree. And I will have PhD so that our children will come and understand that this family is educated. From who told you God wants you to go to school? Who told you? I wonder what school Abraham went and became the father of faith. I wonder what school he went and God swear by himself for Abraham. I wonder what school Moses went and they couldn't find his body. I wonder what school Enoch went and he was translated. Be careful.
Sure.
Am I communicating? So when I asked, I was challenging God.
Allow me to keep asking and you not answer. So he responded with the book of James. He said, they ask, they receive not, because they ask amiss. And what they were asking is for their lost. It's for their lost. That's what the book of James says. So they ask because of their desire, not my desire. So I say, Lord, but you would have given us another chance. And then he said, my God also said to you, I have made all things, including you
at Iwona
and your family,
ati ebi
and your ministry,
ati
and your desires,
ati
I made all things for my pleasure. Not you. After today's meeting, some of you will go back home not to rejoice at the rema, is to go and cry and weep and say, Lord, I am sorry.
Lẹyin ipade oni mo reti pe opolopo wa ki o lo le lati lo tuba ka so fun Olorun wi pe ko jowo ko dariji wa.
You should still be with your husband now if you had asked God, but now no more husband.
Because to
you, marriage is about you. You didn't know that God has an expectation in sending you into that marriage. When I got the job that I resigned not long, the Lord said, this job is a mission field. So I endure, and it pays back.
Olorun si san pada fun mi.
Spiritual journey.
Irin ajo ti emi.
So I'm trying not to. I really want to finish this part today. I don't want to split it. So I'm restricting myself to some. I don't want to go into some matter because it will take us long and I don't want to stay long today.
Oh, we can pari eko yi ni asale yi.
So Abraham, you are the father of faith.
Abraham, oje baba iba.
And we say the reason why God was more comfortable around you was because of you following the voice before you act, not acting and asking the voice to come.
Abraham, jinja tori pe ti Olorun ti to fi le wa pelu re nitori pe oun tele oro na ko to di pe o gbe
se. God was more pleased with Abraham.
Olorun ko se pe ina Olorun tun si Abraham
than any other person in the scripture.
Jo gbogbo eniyan lo awon to wa ninu iwe mimo lo.
Abraham. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
Eberu orikokanla ese kefa.
He said, without faith,
oni laisi igbagbo,
it is impossible.
Ko seese.
It is impossible.
Ko seese
to please him.
Lati wo Olorun.
Without faith.
Ise igbagbo.
Not your own faith.
Won se igbagbo ti re.
But the word I spoke that you acted on.
There
is nothing you do outside faith that will please God.
Even
if you like, you die there, it will not please God. God didn't send you now. You say you want to go to Borno to Sambisa Forest and demonstrate power. If you die by bomb, hasn't changed anything. You went there. That's not God's faith that you acted on. You acted on your own desire.
Olorun ran o pe ko lo sambisa o wa lo sibe won ko bombu re danu nitori pe ife tire lo ba lo.
I just wish somebody is listening to me. I just wish. Do I have anybody listening to me? Shout hallelujah, please let me hear.
Hallelujah.
Why is this subject of faith this important? I told you, number one, that without faith, you can't please Him. So forget about any other thing you are doing. Once God cannot find faith in your life, there's nothing you do. It doesn't matter. Now, let me connect that to something for you now. Yes?
Most of you are going to be a poker.
So, if I cannot please God without faith, so what is faith? Faith is the action. Let me look for a better way to present it to you. Faith is the impact of the revealed word of God. You want me to repeat that? Faith is the impact.
The impact
of the word of God that came to you. So the action you take over the word that you had is what is faith. Faith is not desiring a new thing. Faith is acting on God's word. All God's word, but revealed God's word. The one revealed to you, the one that you had, the one that came to you, acting on that thing. It means if God
says,
fast tomorrow, and I wake up tomorrow and I fasted, you may think that is obedience. It's not obedience. It's faith to God. Because faith is acting on what I had. You may interpret it to obedience, but to God, it is faith. Because when God asked for Isaac, God did not say that Abraham obeyed him. So, even sacrificing Isaac was not obedience. It was faith. God says to you,
see, Olorun ba so fun o,
resign,
ko we fi ise sile,
and go to the village and start farming.
Ki o si lo sinu oko bi kan ki o lo ma dapo nibe.
You don't say, Lord, I am the head and not the tail. Who told you? You said you are the head and not the tail. You just quote scriptures and act. You will keep. You see, your failure is innumerable. Until the word is revealed to you. Because even though you left NMPC, and God sent you back to village to start planting cassava, you have acted on faith. Then he can say, without faith, we cannot please him. Listen to me. When you act
according to the will of God. That is faith. You are the one calling it obedience. But to God, that is faith. So, the impact of the revealed word is what we call faith. And that revealed word is as a result of the relationship you have with God. Where are the things that are investigating with me? Are you still here? The faith matter. The raw material behind it is the word. The real word that I acted upon is faith. We are still talking about the importance of faith now. Therefore, what is now what is the mystery behind me acting on the revealed word? The revealed word is a proof of a relationship that exists between me and God, because my sheep will hear my voice. And I know them. And where I am, there they will be. Are you connecting now?
Ki wa ni ijinle to wa laarin emi gbigbe igbese mi lati sise lori oro ta fi han mi to tumo o din se pelu ibasepo to wa laarin emi ati Olorun
nitori because the word will not be revealed until there's a relationship.
Pe oro na ni fi han fun won afigba ti ibasepo ba wa laarin eyin mejeji.
And so we saw Abraham.
Nitori e la fi ri Abraham.
The only place we didn't see God in Abraham's life is when he made a mistake in chapter
16. Chapter 12,
chapter 13, chapter 14, chapter 15, chapter 17, chapter 18, chapter 9. God was walking with Abraham until the day he died. There was a relationship. And God said, how shall I destroy Sodom and Gomorrah without telling Abraham, my friend? No wonder.
Abajo.
The word will never be revealed until there's a relationship. And until the relationship revealed the word, they cannot be faith. And when there is no faith, they will never be a pleasing. Are we beginning to lay hands on something now?
Yeah?
Are you finding something already? Is the journey worth it now? We have been moving since 5:30. This is 1 hour 40 minutes already. Have you found something yet in our investigation? Are you sure? So it means that we cannot look at Abraham now and say Abraham is not human being. Abi? So now we saw what he did that we are not doing.
So there we pay ale we Abraham kan ni Abraham yin se yan lasan nitori ati ri nkan ti o se ti awa gan fun ra wa ti a o se.
So the reason,
to tumo si wi pe eredi,
the importance of faith to God,
pe egbataki igbagbo si Olorun,
is the relationship.
Oni ibasepo.
That's why I said, if you don't know me, how do you call on me? How then can you call on me if you have not heard from me? I only talk to my sheep, and only my sheep can hear me. If I speak in the Bible and you read the Bible, you are not my sheep, I'm not talking to you. What I'm talking to of in the Bible is meant for my sheep who have given ears to hear me. And those are the people who can talk to me. Are you connecting now? The Bible is not for every Christian. It's meant for those who are in relationship. So, this relationship is going to bring about 5 things. I'm going to and this is where I've round up the teaching. Number 1. When we journey, I don't don't really want to call it faith. I want to call it the journey of relationship to hear from God. The journey of relationship that will bat hearing from God. When we do this with God, and the word of the Lord begins to be revealed to us, you know, the first thing it does, number one, is that it brings about acknowledgement. And that is important to God. You see, God is somehow, I'm trying to look at how I'm putting it so that you not say I'm kind of in my speech. Maybe I should say God is lonely and he wants to be known. God does not relate with angels. He does not relate with 24 elders.
It's
acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. God wants you to acknowledge his existence. God wants you to believe that he is. That's why the Bible says those who must come to God must believe that he is, and is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Why is he rewarding you? Because you acknowledge his existence, that's why you are diligently seeking him. He wants to be acknowledged. Let me read a scripture to you that is popular, but I will start from Romans chapter 10, verse 6 to 9. Let's run. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend to the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Again, the word.
Or alone.
To acknowledge him is what matters to him. There is a God that if you will believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Do you know why God will forgive all your sins? Do you know what took you from that sinner yesterday to become a child of God now? It's not because you asked God for forgiveness. Because you were forgiven before you came. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. So it's not your, oh Lord, forgive me that took away your sin. Your sin has been forgiven 2,000 years ago. In fact, that's an error. Your sin was forgiven from the foundation of the earth. Before the foundation of the earth. The lamb was slain before the foundation of the earth. You only acknowledge him when you said, I believe.
What
was the acknowledgement?
That
gave you the certificate of salvation.
I
believe that Jesus died and resurrected. That's all God wants to hear. That Jesus died and resurrected. That's all. You see, all this our sinners' prayer we're doing. Lord, forgive me my sin. I believe that Jesus is right there. Lord, write my name in the book of life. I will follow you from all that. The remaining thing is jara, is nothing. The main matter that must appear in the sinner's prayer is I believe that Jesus died and resurrected
for me.
Shekinah. That's all God wants to achieve in your life. That you acknowledge him. Because if you don't acknowledge him, you can't acknowledge his word. Did you see how I'm taking you through now? We are still in the investigation. Follow me. So he said in John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. Wait. And God was the word.
Olorun si ni oro na.
Faith cometh not by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, by hearing the word of the Lord. So when the word of the Lord came, I thought it was just a thought. I didn't know that it was God that came. Are you connecting now? See how we are missing a lot of things. Look at it. He said that word, faith cometh by hearing the word of the Lord. You thought it was just Bible verse. You thought it was just an idea. But God is now saying that word. That word. In the beginning, that word was with me. And that word. Don't make mistake. That word itself is God. So when look at it. When the word of the Lord said, don't marry this person, and you said, no, I love her beauty, this is who I'm going with. It means when God came to you, you said, Lord, go away. I am going to take charge of the matter myself. So when the word of the Lord came to you that you are supposed to act on, you thought it was a word. You didn't know that it was God that came. You didn't reject the word. You rejected God in your marriage. You didn't reject the word. You rejected God in your finances. That's what you did. Because the word that bad faith is not ordinary word. It's God himself. So Abraham acted on God, not word. Because Abraham knew that the word was more than an idea. It was God himself.
Abraham
And the Bible said in verse
2,
and all things were made by him. I thought his word. We should say it. I thought he should say all things were made by it. No. He said all things were made by him. The word. The Lord said you should sell everything and give it as a seed. And you said I'll do it later. Should be any time I pay my tax, it doesn't matter. I got 100,000. And God said first fruit of everything is holy. So I decided to start spending the money until the money remained 15,000. So I now took the rest 10,000 and then I went to pay my tithe, which I was supposed to have paid the tithe first as an acknowledgement of the word, not ordinary word that God demanded for. So it means even my tithing should not come later after I've spent out of the money. Before.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.